One of the great things about District 8 is it has been the heart of the growth of the East End and of the region. So the councilman in that district always has a little bit of flexibility to focus on many of the broader issues facing the city. So in terms of the district specifically, the greatest challenge right now is how you balance the growth of the EdMed community with the universities and the hospitals while maintaining the strong quality of life that many of my neighborhoods have, recognizing that we need those institutions to grow, for the economy to grow, and they employ many people in my district. But in return, you have to deal with things like traffic, helicopter noise, shuttle buses, parking issues. Those are all the type of things that can take away the quality that neighbors experience today.
And how about, what are the issues facing the city as a whole, you think?
I mean, first of all, it's always finances. While the city has taken a better position than we had in 2003 and 4 when we entered Act 47 bankruptcy protection, we're not out of the woods yet. And all council members and the mayor-elect need to focus on making sure we get to 2017 in a balanced budget without excessively borrowing money and taking on new debt. At the same time, one of the issues I ran on was bringing Pittsburgh's government into the 21st century. Sadly, right now, our building inspectors don't have email. You can't pay for any services or pay your taxes online with a credit card. You can't email and submit plans online. We mostly still use cashier's checks. We're trying to compete in this 21st century economy, but we're using technology from 1983.
Now, you're taking this seat over from Bill Peduto, who you served as chief of staff for, and Peduto was chief of staff for Dan Cohen, who had the seat before him. So I'm curious how you feel about what the relationship should be between council and the mayor. Should council work closely with the mayor? Should they have each other's back? Or should they be a check on the mayor?
I think you always have to be a check. I certainly hope that with any mayor, and especially with Mayor-elect Peduto, who I've worked closely with for 10 years, that we have a cooperative relationship. The city, you know, strives well when we're all on the same path and the same vision. That being said, democracy is set up to have a check and a balance. If votes are always 9-0 and council's a rubber stamp for the administration, the people aren't getting good government. And we've seen that. There were times in Mayor Ravenstahl's term where council often was 9-0 or more, 8-1 and 7-2 votes, and I don't think it was good for the city. So I certainly hope that all council members check the administration and make sure they're living up to the issues that the mayor ran on and that the people elected them for.
And you talked a little bit about the Eds and Meds in your district. What's your stance on the city's current lawsuit against UPMC?
You know, the Eds and Meds are critical to the growth of the city. I think we need to have a cooperative relationship. That being said, number one, when 40% of your land in a city is not taxable, you don't have a sustainable government set up. Number two, I think we need to look at not only payments and taxes by nonprofits, but also services they can provide. For example, the services of the University of Pittsburgh Police give us in Oakland are absolutely critical in the East End, and I think there are similar programs other universities and hospitals could implement to support. And then lastly, it's critical that the jobs we create are good-paying jobs. At the end of the day, if you put in a solid 8-hour shift at an institution like UPMC, your pay should be enough that you have health insurance, that you're putting food on the table, and that you can make a mortgage payment. So I think it's critical that, A, the jobs are there, B, they're giving their services back to the city in some way in return for the nonprofit status.
Pittsburgh City Councilman-elect Dan Gilman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.